So the interesting thing about stress is that it's optional. Okay, like this sign says here. We don't have to buy it. We can opt out of it. Now, most of us think, well, how does that happen? Because, you know, it kind of comes at us. Somebody does something to us or says something to us. But that's not really how it works. So it's not what somebody does to you or says to you. It's not the deadline. It's your reaction to that stuff. So it's how you tell yourself the story about the stressful event. It's called explanatory style. So what's good about that is we can change the story and then we don't have the stress. Now, like I said before, it's important that we don't ruminate about the stress because that's what drives it. Because basically stress is a catastrophic thought going off in your caveman brain, okay? That misinterprets the 21st century world, doesn't know how to process social stressors, okay? 100,000 years ago on an African savanna, yeah, we had life or death every day. So it worked pretty well back then, but the architecture in the brain is kind of weak. We had our higher brain organs evolve on top of the lower brain. When something overloads your ability to cope with it, it's hijacked by the ancient brain. So we can opt out of it, and we have to, because 5 out of the 6 leading causes of death have stress as a factor. 75 to 90% of all doctor visits have stress in there somewhere. So we can save ourselves a lot of money, a lot of doctor bills, if we know how to control the stress. The good thing is we can turn it off. When you tell the brain, and the ancient brain, that it's not an emergency, and you turn the danger signal off, the stress stops in 4 minutes.